Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, this is the IDC podcast for the week of September 3rd through the 7th of 2007. A reminder that on Tuesday, September 25th at noon in the IDC, the book The Namesake by Yumba Lahiri will be discussed. Come join Rochelle Stivers, Director of Library and Information Services, and feel free to bring a lunch. This is a title that is available in the HCC library, or you can check with the library staff to access this book through interlibrary loan. Following up on the last two episodes, I will be discussing the third of four parts on choosing the right computer for you. In the first week, I talked about the four functions of a computer: home, office, media, and gaming. And last week, I spoke of some specific considerations, including processing speed, hard drive sizes, and laptops versus desktops. This week, I'll be discussing some of the differences between Apple Macintosh computers and Microsoft Windows machines. Microsoft Windows is the most familiar operating system for most people. It's commonly used in homes, office settings, and at most institutions. The Windows graphical user interface goes back to the mid-1980s, was originally just an extension of Microsoft DOS, and has gone through several versions since that time, including Windows 1.0 in 1985, Windows 3.1 in 1992, Windows 95, 98, 2000, and Windows XP, which was released after 2001. The latest version, called Windows Vista, came out earlier in 2007. All Windows versions have roughly 90% of the market share of all computer users' operating systems. Most computers you can purchase at major retailers such as Circuit City, Best Buy, online retailers, or major office superstores have Windows XP or Vista installed on them. Microsoft's business model was to only make the software and allow their operating system to be installed on several different types of computers from various hardware manufacturers, such as Dell, Compaq, HP, Toshiba, and lesser-known names. Each of these companies are then in competition with one another and offer various packages, price points, and configurations of their computers. Most people use Windows at home, in the office, and for gaming. Manufacturers of software tend to focus their development efforts on Windows-based software and games because they know they can reach the widest market share. Apple computers, now known as Apple Incorporated, started making computers and their operating system in the late 1970s. One of the first computers they created was the Apple IIe, introduced in 1977. Lisa, one of the first computers to feature a graphical user interface, was created in 1983, and then in 1984 the Macintosh was introduced. The original Mac and its operating system was a major influence on all subsequent computer companies. Apple continued to come out with newer and newer models of their computers throughout the 1980s and 90s. The latest line of Apple Macintosh computers includes desktop models known as the Mac Mini, the iMac, and the Mac Pro. Their line of laptops are the MacBook and MacBook Pro. Apple takes a different business model approach than Microsoft. Instead of relying on third-party manufacturers to create the computer which the Windows operating system runs on, Apple not only creates the operating system in-house, but manufactures all the computers to run that operating system. The two components, then, the hardware and the software, the operating system, are built specifically for one another. They also only sell what could be called high-end configurations of their computers, and as a result, they are not in direct competition with the basic configurations that are often available for half the price or more of a Macintosh. The pros of buying a Windows-based computer include easier to find hardware and software, and generally more software titles are available. Using a Windows machine basically guarantees that you will have compatibility with the vast majority of other people who are also using Windows. You can find the computers in many configurations to suit your needs, from basic models to more advanced computing. And finally, the widespread use of Windows means you can sit down at a computer in an internet cafe, a neighbor's house, a computer lab at a college, or just about anywhere, and be fairly familiar with the operating system. Some of the cons of buying a Windows computer include security issues, which every operating system is vulnerable to. Because Windows tends to be the de facto operating system, it is also the most hacked and targeted the most by viruses and other malware. Another potential con is that the graphical user interface takes a nuts and bolts philosophy to its operating system, which allows you to make many different configuration changes. This might be a good thing if you like to tinker, but tends to confuse people who just want it to work. The pros of choosing a Macintosh computer from Apple include ease of use. Once you learn the operating system, it tends to speed up the workflow for many users. Typically, similar functions on a Windows computer take more clicks of the mouse to get to the same settings screen on a Macintosh. Also, because Apple makes both the operating system and the hardware that it runs on, this eliminates many potential bugs and problems that can come up in the Windows-style business model. The computer is designed to run the software and vice versa. They also create other programs, such as their own Microsoft Office-like suite of applications called iWork that has word processing, spreadsheet, and a PowerPoint-like presentation software. Another software suite called iLife, which is a bundle of software for producing video, audio, managing photos, creating websites, and more, comes with all new Macintosh computers. Historically, Macs have tended to be the focus of multimedia artists, videographers, photographers, and designers of all types. Though Apple Incorporated has been selling more computers over the past few years because many people like the simplicity and aesthetic quality to the design of the computer. The cons of purchasing a Macintosh are that there are fewer configurations and fewer retailers. Purchasing is limited to online at Apple.com, Apple stores, and Apple certified retailers, and at Best Buy. Fewer configurations, though, could be thought of as a pro because it is less confusing when going to make a purchase. Apple tends to be more expensive than the basic configurations of Windows computers because Apple refuses to play the lower price point game and sell low-end machines. Apple's lowest price computer is in the $600 range, and they go up to over $3,000, whereas you can find a Windows computer for less than $400. But again, this is because the computers are of different configurations, so comparisons cannot really be made. Apple Macintosh is also harder to find software traditionally, although the newest Macintosh computers have Intel-based processors, which can run not only Windows operating system, but also what are known as universal applications, which run on both Intel-based Macintoshes and their older PowerPC processors. The PowerPC processor models were just discontinued last year. A few software manufacturers have created software that allows Windows to be installed on a Macintosh computer and run either within the Mac operating system or run as if the computer were a Windows machine. So if you have Windows versions of the software, you could set up a Macintosh to run Windows and then run the software under Windows. When deciding on a computer, after you have figured out what the primary use of the machine is going to be for, and taking the other specific configurations I spoke of in the previous podcast into consideration, you will then need to weigh the pros and cons of Windows versus Macintosh. If you are into media design, the choice of professional designers tends to be Macintosh. If you're doing home or office use, Windows has historically dominated this market, although more Macs are being introduced into the workplace and into homes. Gaming tends still to be dominated by Windows computers. The market share dictates that the gaming software companies will create the most games for the widest market, which is Windows users. In the fourth and final installment in next week's podcast, I will be discussing some ways of purchasing a computer. Thanks for listening to this week's IDC podcast. Our podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as instructional technology tips and services offered. If you have any questions or are in need of assistance with any of the services we offer in the IDC, you can contact us by phone, by email, or in person by checking our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC contact.jsp. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.